When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So if you're watching this video, you're most likely have a credit score of six, let's say 660 or lower, and you're contemplating buying a house, in, let's say in 2025. I have some exciting information from you coming to us from FHA today. So we just got an alert from FHA today that we have a program now that will eliminate all LLPAs. And you're probably thinking, Dan, what in the world is that? Well, look over here. See the rates up there? Look at the 30-year fixed rate. It's 6.9. Then you look at the FHA rate, it's 6.2. So we have a 70 basis points difference, almost 0.75% difference in FHA versus just a conventional 30-year fixed. So why don't more people choose FHA versus conventional? That's what we're going to talk about today, the pros and cons. But one huge benefit that just came about, and it will have this product for the next, I'll say about 3 to 4 months, so jump on it while you can, is right through here. Here's what I want to talk about today, LLPAs and the elimination of these on government loans through the end of March, okay? So what's happening is this is what we call LLPAs. What they are there's adjustments to your interest rate based on certain factors like your loan to value and your credit score. So let me review this screen with you real quick just so I can explain it to you. So let's go over to here. So if you see across the top right through here, this is what your loan to value would be. So meaning like at 95%, that means you're putting down 5%. And this is where your loan level price adjustments are going to be. But we're going to scroll down to this side. Right through here is your credit scores. Okay. Do you see how your credit score is at 700? Let's just go use 700 plus credit scores. And we're going to go about 90% loan to value. So let's scroll across here. And right through here is 90%. So what this is saying is you have a 780 credit score or higher right over here, you would get the current rate today, but you'd have to pay a quarter point. Okay, so let's say today's rate is, well, let's say in this case, it's 6.9. So in that case, if you move over to here, that means you'd have a rate at 6.9 plus you'd pay a quarter point. Okay, well, let's scroll down and look at the numbers once you get them under like a 660 or 650 credit score. Look at these numbers right through here. Scroll down, that number is 2.625. So you'd be charged 2.625% of the loan amount. So think if it's a $100,000 loan, you're going to have to pay $2,625 versus somebody else is going to have to pay $250. Okay, so that's how you read this. So there's substantial benefits when it comes to FHA because these are being eliminated for the next 3 to 4 months. Okay, so let's get over to what is an FHA loan and why you might figure out, okay, FHA is the best for me. So you go down through here, FHA will allow you to go down actually to a 500 credit score. It's really hard to get approved with 500 credit score, but here's it is. FHA credit scores, you can go as low as 580 on your credit score, and you can still get away with putting down 3.5% of a down payment. Okay. However, if you have a credit score under 500, you're going to need to put down at least 10%. Okay. So that's the variance here. In this category here, there's really no other programs you can qualify to buy a house if your credit scores are under 580, unless you're looking at VA or USDA. So that's one piece of the puzzle there. FHA down payment, again, 3.5% if your scores are over 580, and 10% if your scores are 500 to 579. Now, here's the point where a lot of people choose FHA versus conventional financing. FHA debt ratios. Now, when you read most of the websites and things like that, I'll give them a thumbs up or a thumbs down. This one, I'm going to actually give it a thumbs down. Okay, why? Well, you can get an FHA loan approved with a 43 debt ratio. You could actually go up to 57%. Yes, 57% when it comes to FHA and still get an approval. So that's one reason why some people choose to go this route. FHA occupancy rules. You have to live in the property, but you can buy up to a 4-unit property and still only put down 3.5%. Now, here's where the fees come in. FHA does charge you a fee of 1.75 upfront, and usually there's like a 0.55 right through, I think it's right down through here, there's a 0.55 monthly adjustment on that as well. And we can explain that to you more in detail if you're interested. FHA minimum credit scores, we went through that. FHA down payment, we went through that. FHA debt ratio, we went through that. And then the mortgage insurance, we went also. Now here's the sticky part, FHA inspections and property requirements. So here's the difference between conventional and FHA or even VA loans or appraisals. When it comes to government sponsored loans, and those are FHA, VA, and USDA, the appraisals are a very important piece because the government, they don't only just want the value of your property. They want to make sure it's in good standings. You can move in. You don't have to do anything. Like there's no broken windows. There's no asbestos. There's no mold. There's no things like that that could really affect you moving into the property. So that's, they do an appraisal. And when they do the appraisal, they do a little bit more than conventional financing. Like one example, they'll go up in the attic and do what's called a head and shoulders, where the appraiser has to go at least put his head and shoulders in the attic and look around and make sure there's no damages there. And then there's another laundry list of things, but most of these, you wouldn't want to live in that house anyways if it had a lot of deferred maintenance or a lot of issues with the home. So that's one piece of the puzzle there. One of the biggest things is if you're working with a realtor, make sure they know you're going with an FHA program. They should know the guidelines with this. So when you're looking at homes, they'll be able to tell you that it will pass or it won't pass. So FHA loan limits, they are pretty high. 2024, the loan limits was $498,257. That was just increased. But if you want to buy in certain areas like LA, New York, you can actually get a $1.1 million FHA loan in those high cost areas. And again, you can buy multi-unit properties up to a 4-unit building with 3.5% down. There's no other program in the market that allow you to do that. And that is referenced right through here. So that's basically the reasons why I'm choosing FHA. Now, the biggest piece of this puzzle is this. We know rates are coming down in most cases. So with an FHA loan, once you buy the house, we're going to put you on a plan. We're going to put you on a plan every 6 months. So every 6 months, we're going to review your loan and see if there's an opportunity for you to refinance. Now, the biggest benefit with FHA is once you get an FHA loan, as long as you don't miss any payments, you could refinance with our streamlined program. You don't need to re-verify your income, and we don't even need another appraisal. So you know how everybody says, well, if your home value drops a little bit, you'll never be able to refinance. With the FHA streamline program that we have, you can do that as well. And every 6 months, we're going to be reaching out to make sure you're in the best financial position possible. So how do you get over to find me? And what do I do? Well, check out the video I just recently did, the differences between FHA and conventional loans, why sellers are missing out. You can check that video on YouTube. But if you want to reach out to me and my team to get some assistance, especially to buy that first house, please visit therateupdate.com. You can click the apply now button right here. But you can also check here for some grants that might be available to you. But I highly suggest you click right through here and choose a one-on-one consultant. Choose me, Dave, or Alan. There's only three of us here. We have over 20 years of experience in the business. We'll be able to put you in the right direction. If you prefer to call, you can do that as well. You can scroll down to the bottom of our website, and there's that information for you right there. The number is 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Have a fantastic day. God bless. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.